Okay. Hi, I'm Indiana. I'm an addict. I'm not really nervous to do this. I'm more just really fucking anxious. Sorry, at the moment. Because I feel really shit. Like, I could sit here and lie to you and tell you I'm really grateful for everything recovery has given me, because it has given me a lot, but I'm not today. I feel really ungrateful. I feel, for the last few weeks, I've been feeling really bad, and I've been wanting to just like run away from my life, basically, and just, I'm finding it really hard to accept my life the way that it is, and accept that everything is okay, but I want everything to be amazing. I want it to be like fantastic all the time, and it's just okay, and I'm finding it so hard, and I'm in so much pain around it, because I'm not getting the acceptance, and I've been getting really resentful, and I've been going to meetings and sitting there being like, I don't like you, like, why are you sharing? Like, you know, all the things, like the crazy thoughts that happen. And I've had periods like that in recovery where, you know, the pink cloud and the like, oh, this is so amazing, I'm so grateful, like gifts of recovery goes away. And I'm left with this like, all the reasons that I used without being able to use, of like, I hate everyone, my life is crap, I don't think I'm good enough, like all of these things, and not being able to accept that like I'm okay, where I'm at is okay, and I have to just kind of sit through it, because I don't really like doing that. Like, I do it, but I don't like doing it. And I spoke to my sponsor, and I told her all this, except there are a lot more swear words involved. And I said that I had to come and do this chair, and she basically said to me, just be honest. And that's all I can really be, is share where I'm at. And the thing that I am grateful for is that, despite the fact that I have days where I felt like I don't want to come to meetings anymore, I want to run away, I don't want to deal with any of the responsibilities in my life, I don't want to deal with my life, I still have smart feet, and I still come to meetings, and I will still call my sponsor, and I will still do all of these things, because I put in a good foundation. Like, I have worked really hard to have this base of recovery, that even when things are shit, and even when I feel like running away and like I don't want to do this anymore, I still carry on doing it. And that's, and I feel like I am in another transitionary period in my recovery, and every time I go through one of those periods, it gets difficult and it gets hard, and it's not that my higher power is testing me, it's just that life is testing me. My life is, you know, getting bigger, like it does when the more time you have clean, the bigger it gets. And it's about trying to keep the principles that I've learned in recovery while also living my life and being a normal human being and interacting with normal people who aren't addicts. And, you know, it's hard. Like, it is really hard, but recovery is 100% the best thing that I've done, because, you know, my life's, I feel like my life is terrible right now, and the reality is it's not. It's okay, and I am okay. I just don't feel good. But before, I would feel terrible, and my life was also a complete mess. And being able to have a bit of perspective and say, okay, right now I feel really terrible, and I want to just press the fuck it button and burn my whole life to the ground, that's not really going to help me right now. My problems, my responsibilities, none of that is going to go away in reality. Like, if I were to go and use, you know, tomorrow, the stuff that I have to do wouldn't go away. It would be there waiting for me, and it would be even worse because I would have used. And I guess that's the main thing I have learned, is that as long as I don't use, no matter how bad I feel, it's fixable. Like, I can, you know, I can go to bed that night, wake up clean, and maybe most of the time when I do that, things feel a little bit easier. And, you know, it's hard when I kind of, because what I've been doing is I've been retreating back into myself. I haven't been talking to people as much. I haven't been spending as much time with my friends. I've been, you know, spending more time by myself. I have, you know, other addictions other than, you know, just with substances, but like food is a big thing, and my eating disorder is all over the place at the moment. And I feel like my addict is kind of going crazy at the moment, but I can fix these things slowly over time. But if I wanted to just, you know, light a match and throw it on the petrol bomb that is waiting, that's using. Like, if I really wanted to burn things down, I could, but I don't want to. That's the thing I have to do. I don't want to do that. Like, I do want things to get better. And I don't know any other way to do that than to come here and to work my program, to talk to my sponsor, to do the steps and to help other people. And I think I haven't been doing that as much as well. Like, because I started feeling bad, I was thinking I don't have anything to give. And I'm running on empty, so what could I have to say that could help anyone else? And the truth is I always remember when people say, like, I'm having a really terrible time, but I'm still here. Because it's great to hear, like, people who have fantastic lives and everything is great at that moment in time, but there have been times when I feel terrible, like now. And there have been times where I've been sad, or I've been angry, or I resent everyone in the world. But as long as I keep coming and keep working, these feelings do change. And before, I would be in a feeling of anxiety or feeling of like anger or resentment, and I would just use, and the feeling might go away for a little bit, but then it would come back, and it would just, it would never go away. It would always be waiting for me. And now I can wait it out, and it does go. And it's also this, I feel like I'm at a stage where I'm just learning to accept life for what it is. It's complicated. Like, things don't always go my way, no matter how much I would like them to, all the time. People don't behave in the way that I think that they should do. And, you know, that is another thing that I've gained coming here, is acceptance of other people. Because before, it was so hard to understand why people didn't do things exactly the way that I wanted them to, or why they behaved in a certain way towards me. And now I have a lot more acceptance for other people, and not so much judgment of, because I've done a lot of things too that, you know, I don't necessarily like. I behave in ways still now that I don't necessarily like, but I'm trying my best. And I kind of tend to assume nowadays that most people are trying their best. And even if it's not up to my judgmental standards, then that's okay. That's the best that they can give at that time. And And also to kind of be accepting of myself, you know? Because right now I don't feel very accepting. I don't think I have this expectation that my recovery should always be amazing and that I should always be really well. And that has, you know, I've had this feeling of not feeling great for a while, but I felt too ashamed to share it with people because I was worried that people would think, oh, well, you know, I just wanted people to see me as having a really great recovery and things being really amazing all the time. So when anyone asked me how I was doing, I'd be like, oh yeah, I'm fine. Like everything's great. Like what's going on with you? Instead of being honest. And that's because of, you know, this weird expectation that I have of myself that my life is always going to be perfect. And I shouldn't burden other people with what's going on with me. But the reality is since, you know, the last few days, since I've been sharing it with other people, it is getting better. And sharing what's going on with me has always been such a key part of my recovery. And I don't know where... I don't know where this expectations and all of these things started to creep in that I stopped doing that. But I'm just glad that I've been able to do it before it was too late and I did something really drastic and I left this fellowship because the reality is if I wasn't here, I don't know where I would be. I might still be in the gross flat that I was in before, not leaving, just opening the door to my drug dealer, shutting the door, and only ever seeing people if they came round so I could use my drugs, and not, you know, not actually living my life, just talking with people about all the things that I would do or I was going to do that was never going to happen if I stayed in that place. And being here today, yeah, there's pain, but there's also so much happiness and real connection and friendship and love that I can experience. And there's also possibilities. And before I didn't have any possibilities. My possibilities were get really high and like sit around and do nothing. And while at times I feel so overwhelmed by my life, it most of the time it's a good thing. Like I am so happy most of the time and I am grateful for what recovery has given me most of the time. It's just right now I'm finding it difficult and I'm finding change hard, but that's okay. Like as long as I just keep working at it, I will get to a level of acceptance and it will be okay. But I just have to sticking to the basics, which is like, you know, going to meetings, talking to my sponsor, doing my step work, which I haven't been doing, you know, calling newcomers and taking them to meetings. I kind of forgot about that. It's this thing of like, oh, I know it, I just don't need to do it right now. And, you know, that's fine for a few days or whatever if I have something else going on. But, you know, this has been going on. It's been a slow thing where I've been going to less meetings. I've been doing all of these things and I've ended up in a place of extreme pain. And that's not surprising because I've forgotten to do the things that I know make me well and make me a nice person and make me feel happy and don't make me wake up in the middle of the night because I'm so anxious about just living my life. I feel like I've kind of been working through stuff while I've been talking to you guys. I'm sorry if that was a bit of like a ramble, but I do actually feel much better. I'm really glad that I got to come here today and talk to you guys. Thank you so much.